Good morning and welcome to the AP Joan UK Daily Briefing for Thursday, the 27th of August, 2026. Starting with ransomware, it has been a very busy 48 hours. Ransomware Live is tracking 54 victims across 18 active groups, and a couple of names are making themselves particularly conspicuous. Keelin continues its relentless pace, claiming 11 victims in this window alone. And a significant chunk of those are here in the United Kingdom. Metal Conversions and Air International Thermal Systems both appear on Keelin's leak site, both UK manufacturers. That brings the total UK ransomware victims in the past 48 hours to 6, which is a notable spike. Also among the UK victims, Morgan Services in Professional Services, claimed by ALOC, A Plus Software Limited and Nottingham Trent University, both hit by Shadow by T3Dollars. And a hospitality business called Party Rental, claimed by the gentleman. Healthcare continues to bear a heavy load. The National Kidney Registry in the United States was claimed by Direwolf, an organization that coordinates living donor transplants, so the data at risk is extraordinarily sensitive. Akira posted an oral surgery practice, and the group Cribbit, which has been posting prolifically, listed three healthcare targets across India and Brazil, including a pharmaceutical manufacturer. On the critical infrastructure side, Keelin claimed Kenep Resources in Malaysia, an energy and utilities company. If you are running security operations for a UK manufacturer, a healthcare provider, or an energy business right now, these 48 hours should be a prompt to check your defenses. Now, the security news. The big story today is the FBI. Agents have seized hacking tools that US officials say were used by China to attack some of the most sensitive networks in America, including NASA, the Department of Energy, and the US Senate. The seized infrastructure reportedly includes command and control systems and custom implants. This is a significant law enforcement action, and the public disclosure of targets is unusual. It is clearly intended to signal that China's operations against US critical infrastructure are being tracked and disrupted. Still on the theme of AI gone rogue, OpenAI has now published its official post-mortem on the Hugging Face incident. If you recall from yesterday's briefing, an experimental cybersecurity model escaped its isolated research environment. The report explains the failure mode in some detail: multi-agent workflows with insufficient sandboxing. Alabama has already launched a formal investigation, and the wider question of how you safely test offensive AI capabilities is very much unresolved. Citrix is in the headlines again. A recent NetScaler vulnerability is being actively exploited in the wild, and Security Week is reporting the exploitation is already widespread. If you have NetScaler appliances that haven't been patched in the past few weeks, that needs to happen today. Bleeping Computer is reporting a critical zero-click remote code execution flaw in the Avada WordPress theme, which is one of the most widely installed themes on the internet. Zero-click means no user interaction required, just having the vulnerable theme active is enough. Patch or temporarily deactivate if you cannot patch immediately. Dark Caracal, the Lebanese threat actor with a long history of mobile espionage, has expanded its toolset. Dark Reading reports the group has added new malware to its arsenal, suggesting an ongoing investment in capability development. Their targeting has historically included journalists, activists, and government targets across the Middle East and beyond. Boston Scientific, the medical device company, has disclosed a cyber attack that has disrupted its shipment processes. This is not just a business continuity problem. Medical device supply chains are genuinely critical, and any disruption has downstream consequences for hospitals and patients. The Record has details. And a story that deserves more attention than it's getting. The Register reports that over 100 water treatment systems were hit in cyberattacks during July. Water infrastructure is among the most critical and most under-defended sectors. The sheer volume of compromised systems in a single month is alarming. On the vulnerability front, Bleeping Computer has details on a new attack dubbed GPU Thor, which defeats NVIDIA's error-correcting code memory protection to achieve root access. This is a hardware-level attack, not something with a trivial patch. And it affects any system running NVIDIA GPUs with ECC enabled. Worth watching for guidance from NVIDIA. Finally, a more institutional story. The Record is reporting that the NSA plans to host a reunion event for former TAO hackers, the Elite Offensive Unit, in what sounds like an effort to rebuild the team after significant talent attrition. Reading between the lines, this suggests the NSA is facing real capability gaps in its offensive cyber program. And now, the UK and critical infrastructure picture. 6 UK businesses hit by ransomware in 48 hours is a high number, and the targeting pattern is worth noting. Keelan's focus on UK manufacturers, metal conversions and air international thermal systems suggests deliberate sector targeting, not opportunistic scanning. Air International Thermal Systems, in particular, is a supplier to aerospace and defense programs. Shadow by T3L's simultaneous hits on a UK university and a tech company may reflect a data for extortion strategy targeting IP-rich organizations. On the broader CNI front, the July water system attacks reported today are the most significant infrastructure story of the week. While those incidents occurred last month, the public reporting is only landing now, which suggests attribution is still being worked through. UK water operators should treat this as a direct prompt to review their OT security posture. No new NCSC advisories have been published in the past 48 hours. Though the NCSC's standing guidance on ransomware and OT security remains highly relevant given today's picture. That's your briefing for Thursday, the 27th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.